Reading from Surrender Unto Me, an overview of the Bhagavad Gita, observing the armies. Text 42. By the evil deeds of those who destroy the family tradition and thus give rise to unwanted children, all kinds of community projects and family welfare activities are devastated. This is Arjuna speaking, giving his reasons for not wishing to fight in the battle of Kurukshetra. He's speaking to Sri Krishna, the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Arjuna continues, O Krishna, maintainer of the people, I've heard by disciplic succession that those who destroy family traditions dwell always in hell. Alas, how strange it is that we are preparing to commit greatly sinful acts. Driven by the desire to enjoy royal happiness, we are intent on killing our own kinsmen. Better for me, if the sons of Dhritarashtra, weapons in hand, were to kill me unarmed and unresisting on the battlefield. Comment. If Arjuna does not fight, he will become bereft of his occupation and left to beg for his sustenance. Begging, however, is unthinkable for a Kshatriya. The following incident illustrates this element of the Kshatriya spirit. This is from the Mahabharata. After Bhim met Hanuman, he continued seeking fragrant thousand-petaled lotuses to present to Draupadi. Finally, he arrived at a lake filled with those lotuses, and he entered the water. This was Kuvera's lake, and Bhim did not have permission to enter. Hundreds of yakshas and rakshasas appeared, and they challenged Bhim, saying, What are you doing here? You are forbidden to enter this lake. Go and ask Kuvera for his permission. If he allows you, you may pick as many flowers as you like. If you try to pick flowers without his permission, you will be destroyed by Kuvera's army. Bhim jumped up from the water yelling, I am a Kshatriya. Kshatriyas don't beg favors from anyone. The yakshas and rakshasas then attacked Bhim, and Bhim destroyed them all. For a Kshatriya, begging is unthinkable. Neither his culture nor his psychology allows it. Therefore, Arjuna says that it is better for him to be killed unarmed and unresisting on the battlefield than to incur unlimited sin by fighting or to be forced to live a beggar's life. 46. Sanjay said, Arjuna, having thus spoken on the battlefield, cast aside his bow and arrows and sat down on the chariot, his mind overwhelmed with grief. Comment. Arjuna had vowed to kill anyone who even suggested that he put down his bow, Gandiva. An incident related in the Mahabharata later tested that vow. During the battle, Karna defeated and severely injured Yudhisthira. Karna then taunted Yudhisthira. He said, You are not even a Kshatriya. You should learn how to fight. See how easily I have defeated you? I'm not even going to bother to kill you. When Arjuna heard of Yudhisthira's injury, he immediately left the battlefield and went to Yudhisthira's tent. Upon hearing that Arjuna had left the battlefield, Yudhisthira concluded that Arjuna, avenging his honor, had already killed Karna and had now come to inform him. But it wasn't true. Arjuna had left the battlefield only out of concern for Yudhisthira's injury. As soon as Yudhisthira saw Arjuna, he asked, Have you killed Karna and avenged me? Arjuna replied, No, I did not kill Karna. I only came to see how badly you were hurt. Yudhisthira was furious. He said, You have left the battlefield without even killing Karna? You coward! How could you have done this? It is better that you give up your Gandiva bow. Upon hearing his words, Arjuna became enraged, and he thought, How dare Yudhisthira suggest that I give up my Gandiva bow, which is more dear to me than my life? I have vowed to kill anyone who... Arjuna then drew his sword to slay his brother. Krishna, who was watching, immediately caught Arjuna's arm and said, "All right, you have to kill Yudhisthira. It is your vow. But kill him by insulting him. For a Kshatriya, an insult is worse than death." As Yudhisthira sat regretting his words to Arjuna, Arjuna angrily approached him and said, "You say I am a coward because I left the battlefield without killing Karna? But look what you have done. You looked on as our wife Draupadi was insulted. I would have alone killed the entire Kaurava army, but you would not allow me. You are not a man. You are not a king." Arjuna finished hurling his insults at Yudhisthira, but then he quickly touched Yudhisthira's feet and begged forgiveness for his words. Arjuna had not lightly made his Gandiva vow. Therefore, it is significant that Arjuna, the great son of Pandu Indra, himself cast aside his bow and sat down on the chariot, his mind overwhelmed with grief. We can only imagine how disturbed Arjuna must have been about the disaster awaiting him and the entire world. So that is the end of chapter 1. And Krishna willing, soon we shall begin reading chapter 2. Hare Krishna.